A warm welcome as we gather for worship this morning at St. Luke's. It's good to see each of you here and those who are with us on Zoom as well. Great to have you here. There are just a few things to mention, but probably I should say what I was just asked a couple of minutes ago, and that is just an update on my condition. And that is, this week on Wednesday, I got word that the insurance is covering the treatment that we wanted. And so we've got things set up. We will report out in Loma Linda, California, June 14th to start the treatment. But the proton radiation treatment is approved. We're very happy for that. So got that done. And then Marla spent some time on the phone a day or two ago. And we've got a place to stay there in a home. It's like we get one side of a duplex that's only a few blocks from the hospital. So we're very pleased with that. So we'll have about a week after the time we get home from here until we head out that direction. Next week, the worship committee decided to give me another challenge, and that is we're going to use a liturgy next week that you've used, but I never have, called The Chosen People. And that will be on Communion Sundays. Because of the fact that the council isn't sure who they'll get to lead worship these weeks, it's possible that Communion may not be every week during the summer. And so on Communion Sundays, we plan to use Chosen People and the service of the Word out of the hymnal, which is fairly familiar, if there are services as Sundays that there is not Holy Communion. So that much, and it appears by a note that's stuck in here that there's something going on at noon today here. And so it'd be great to see you at that as well. Oh, one final note in the service, this being Pentecost, the festival of the church and the confusion of languages and all that thing, I'm going to make an attempt to do a little of my German in the service today and going to try the gospel reading and the Lord's Prayer. At the Lord's Prayer, I'll try to get the German and then follow with the English with you all joining in. So I think that's all that we need to say to begin the service this morning. We begin with confession and forgiveness. Stand as you are able. Oh, and in the worship service again, we will have that pause, a brief silence after the sermon before we go to the beginning of the day. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another.
We confess.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Gracious Spirit, lead us, fashion us all anew. In your leading, right leading, help us to follow you. Come, Holy Spirit, come. come to teach us, come to nourish those who believe in Christ. Bless the faithful, may they flourish, strengthened by grace unrest. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come. Guide our thinking and our speaking down in your holy aims. Motivate all in their seeking, free from guilt and shame. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come. Not with knowledge, but discernment, nor with the liberty. Turn his quiet to contentment, doubt into certainty. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come. Keep us fervent in our witness, unswayed by our sorrow. Ever grant us the witness which you alone assure. Come, Holy Spirit,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast, a victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia. For our God, alleluia, alleluia. Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Our riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory our gifts. This is the feast, a victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia. This is the feast, a victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God, and join in the hymn of all creation.
for our God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. Mighty God, you breathe light into our homes, and your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit, transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from the second chapter of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 104 responsively. "Send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms too many to number, living things both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro. And Leviathan, which you made for the sport of it.
All of them to give them their food in due season.
You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your Spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your works.
You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah.
The second reading is from the 8th chapter of Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please welcome the gospel.
Ave, 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 hallelujah. Ave, 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 hallelujah. Ave, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Wenn der Tröster kommen wird, den ich euch senden werde vom Vater, der Geist der Wahrheit, der vom Vater ausgeht, der wird Zeugnis geben von mir. Und auch ihr seid meine Zeugen, denn ihr seid von Anfang an bei mir gewesen. Zu Anfang aber habe ich es euch nicht gesagt, denn ich war bei euch. Jetzt aber gehe ich hin zu dem, der mich gesandt hat, und niemand von euch fragt mich, wo gehst du hin? Doch weil ich das zu euch geredet habe, ist euer Herz voll von Treue. Aber ich sage euch die Wahrheit, es ist gut für euch, dass ich weggehe. Denn wenn ich nicht weggehe, kommt der Tröster nicht zu euch. Wenn ich aber gehe, will ich ihn zu euch senden. Und wenn kommt, wird die Welt die Augen auftun über die Sünde und über die Gerechtigkeit und über das Gericht. Über die Sünde, dass sie nicht an mich glauben. Über die Gerechtigkeit, dass ich zum Vater gehe und ihr mich hinfort nicht seht. Über das Gericht, dass der Fürst dieser Welt gerichtet ist. Ich habe euch noch viel zu sagen, aber ihr könnt es jetzt nicht ertragen. Wenn aber jener, der Geist der Wahrheit kommen wird, wird euch in alle Wahrheit leiten. Denn wird mich aus sich selber reden. Sondern was hören wird, das wird reden, und was zukünftig ist, wird euch verkündigen. Wird mich verherrlichen, denn von den meinem wird nehmen und euch verkündigen. Alles, was Vater hat, das ist mein. Darum habe ich gesagt, wird von den meinen nehmen und euch verkündigen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Christ.
Could you see that? Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One evening over dinner this week, we got to talking about changes we've seen, and specifically the changes Ruth Cook had seen in her 96 years of life. About the progress of technology, from kerosene lamps to electricity, from radio to TV, which first had only one channel and only for a few hours. You know, since then, I've thought about the changes that have happened since the time of Christ. If you think about that, from the time of Christ until the 1700s or 1800s, there was only marginal increase in means of transportation or communication. Almost nothing could go faster than a horse during all those years. The founding fathers, in fact, rode horses and in carriages or in sailing ships to come to the Constitutional Convention back then. In our lifetimes, church and society have faced a great many issues, a lot of issues. For example, gender, both the place of women and the place of people who aren't heterosexual. We've been wrestling with climate change and genetic engineering and cloning and space travel and racism and who knows what else. And here it is. We've used the same Bible. Christian people haven't always agreed on their conclusions, but have pretty much agreed on the centrality of the Bible for all of those discussions. How is that possible? And the answer, friends, is Pentecost. It is Pentecost. The answer is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit who keeps challenging our comfort with the world as it is in favor of nudging us toward a vision of the world as God might intend it or desire it. Pentecost, the festival of the Holy Spirit. Seems to me that the Pentecost story that we heard read a few minutes ago is probably the thesis passage for the book of Acts. We could think about the other book, the Gospel of Luke, which was by the same author. There, the Song of Mary, the one we call the Magnificat, that's the thesis passage, I think, for that whole Gospel. Mary sings, God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. And so in the Gospel of Luke, we see Jesus overcoming barriers of all kinds. His gospel includes the poor and the overlooked and the outcast. He cares for lepers. He welcomes women, Samaritans, harlots, tax collectors. It is indeed a new world. And he speaks of the dangers of wealth. Now we're in Acts. And the disciples now had seen Jesus' ministry. They had followed and they had observed it all. And they learned that the gospel is for all people. They learned to live in a world turned upside down, in which they're rejected by Jews and welcomed by Gentiles. They learned to detach from their roots in the Jewish law. They have become international and multicultural from this little place where they all started. They come to see the center of their world, not as Jerusalem, but as Rome. Incredible. Incredible change. Incredible learnings in that brief time. We see a church open to the power of the Holy Spirit, and it is about Pentecost. And when we read the Pentecost story, we should hear sort of in our minds that old story about the Tower of Babel, you know, back in Genesis, that kind of story or parable or whatever you want to call it, where people wanted to build this tower to heaven, and God confused their languages so they couldn't communicate with each other, and therefore they had to scatter. And so the whole project was destroyed. But here, we read of people from many nations being brought together and all able to understand. Doesn't say, you know, exactly how that happened, but the idea is that now these divisions of nationality and language are no longer barriers. The gospel can overcome all of that, as indeed has happened over these 20 centuries. Pentecost gives an illustration of the boundaries the gospel can cross. And that still happens. A great experience we had in 1985. We were on an excursion boat on this big lake in Germany that's in German called Bodensee. In our maps, probably usually called Lake Constance. And we were there with two friends from Turkey. And I'd just been learning it about this much German, and I went to practice it. So I started talking to these two women. Turned out they were from Ethiopia. They now lived in Germany. They enjoyed Germany, but one thing made them sad, and I was surprised they would say this so quickly, they were separated from their church. That's what they really missed. And I was brave enough to ask, was that by chance the Evangelische Kirche, Mekane Jesus, the Evangelical Church Mekane Jesus in Ethiopia? Indeed it was. And they were missing. And I could say their church hadn't been left behind. The Evangelische Kirche, the Protestant church in Germany, the Lutheran church in Germany, whatever you want to call it, was indeed the same church. And that was a surprise to them. They hadn't learned that yet. That was a moment of Pentecost. It's a message St. Paul delivered in different words when he wrote in Galatians, there is no longer Jew and Greek, slave or free. There is no longer male and female. You are all one in Christ. And in 1 Corinthians, for in the one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, all made to drink of one spirit. Pentecost story fulfills what Jesus said about the Spirit, that the work of the Spirit is to open our hearts, to teach the church. So we've recently talked about, just a few weeks ago, Peter's encounter with Cornelius, that Roman soldier where Peter got called, you know, to come and preach to them, and he did, and the Spirit came upon them. And Peter learned. It was kind of a conversion of Peter. Peter learned something that he hadn't suspected before, and that is that the gospel is for everybody. The good news can reach beyond all of the barriers that people want to keep setting up. The Holy Spirit is the uniting spirit, the teacher, the prodder, the mover of the church. Now, I know, and you probably too, know some people who are all kind of tied up in the Spirit's parlor tricks. Speaking in tongues, miraculous healings, spiritual highs, all that stuff. And I say, okay, the Spirit can do that, but that's the small stuff. That's the small stuff. The big stuff is opening our hearts so we can look at another human being and recognize our sister or brother. The big stuff is learning that Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female, gay and straight, black and white, young and old, are all people with the same Creator, the same Savior, and the same Spirit nudging us toward acceptance and understanding. The big stuff is the excitement people feel when they're gathered with others, as in a church convention, perhaps. And they see the diversity that is part of the church. The big work of the Spirit was the incredible awe I felt when that same year in 1985, when we were in Europe, sharing the peace in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris with people where I had no common language. I could tell that one couple were French, another couple I knew were German, but what counted is we all knew that we were sharing the Spirit in this place of worship, and that Christ was among us. St. Paul writes, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates them all. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. My friends, if we are not involved in connecting to our neighbor and caring for the world, if whatever is going on between our ears or in our heart does not unite and build up the body, binding us together in love, we're missing the best of what the Spirit has to do. That's the message Paul uses when he writes, faith, hope, love, abide, but the greatest of these, you know this, is love. Pentecost assures us that the Spirit is here. The Spirit is loose in the world. Because that is so, it is our prayer always that the gift of the Spirit in us would be renewed and increased, that our hearts would be open to the Spirit's guidance and teaching, that the Spirit would lead us too to break down boundaries, to ask faithful questions, to speak of what God has done for us, to share our dreams, and together with all who belong to Jesus, to keep calling on the name of the Lord. Amen.
slow through the wilderness, falling and free. Spirit of restlessness, stir me from blackness, wind of the sea. You moved on the waters, you conquered the deep. Then you broke some mountains from the valleys of sleep. And over the eons, you conquered each sin. Awake from your slumbers and rise on your wings. Spirit of gentleness, flow through the wilderness, falling and free. Spirit of restlessness, stir me from blackness. You swept through the desert, you stung with the sand, and you guarded your people with the law and the land. And when they were blinded with idols and lies, then you spoke through your prophets to open their eyes. Spirit of gentleness, flow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit of restlessness, stir me from blastedness, wind of the sea. You sang in a stable, you cried from the hill. Then you whispered in silence when the whole world was still. And down in the city, you called once again. When you looked through your people on the rocks of the wind.
Together we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Alive and the risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. Gracious God, you give the Holy Spirit to your church, filling it with many and varied gifts. In the church throughout the world, strengthen us in our visioning and dreaming, that it may discover anew the Spirit's creative work. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of life, your mighty works are too numerous to count. The earth is full of your creatures, living things both great and small. Open your hand and give them the necessities of this life. Send your fresh spirit over the face of the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of the nations, at the sound of the rushing wind, people speaking different languages proclaimed and heard together your deeds of power. Fill the leaders of nations with your Holy Spirit, so that they exercise your gracious will in the lives of people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of faithfulness, you tend to the needs of your people, even the sighs of our hearts. Hear those who cry out to you in distress. Restore to wholeness all who are in any need this day. Especially we remember the John's family, the family of Ruth Cook, and all others known to us and known to you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of love, fill this congregation with gratitude for the gifts we have received from you. Renew our ministries, heal our divisions, and open us to the needs of our neighbors. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue working through our Joint Call Committee and through all who work for the future of our ministry in Buffalo. We pray that the Spirit will move and work through those who seek candidates for our ministry and in the hearts of candidates as well. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of hope, those who have died in you raise their eternal song of praise. We give you thanks for the many gifts of your people and rejoice in the witness of your saints. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Share a sign of peace in whatever way you are comfortable doing that. And then take a brief pause while we prepare the table for the communion service. At this time, which is normally the time of the offering in the church, again, we give thanks to God for the generosity of God's people, for all the ways that you think about this congregation, for the ways you think about the community and serve it, and for the ways in which we keep alive in our hearts that our concerns for the needs of the world and reach out in so many ways. And so each offering is a gift, not only to this congregation, but far beyond. And we are grateful. We continue with the offertory response. And again, please stand.
When the vineyards be fruitful, Lord, and the bring our love on the same, gather harvest from the seas that were sown, that we may be fed with the bread of God. Gather the hosts and dreams of all, unite them with the mercy offer. Grace our table with your presence, and give us a foretaste of the feast to come.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again after supper he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out a spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. And again, I will pray it first in German. Vater unser im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name, dein Recht komme, dein Wille geschehe wie im Himmel, so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigen. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen. Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the banquet, for all is well ready. The body of Christ given for you. body of Christ given for you. Please stand again and let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you sent light to conquer darkness, water to give you life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Oh, my children, fed and nourished,
Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God.